prostate cancer is the most common cancer in Australian men, aside from common skin cancers. And looking at that in, say, a group of six males, it's estimated that one of those is likely to be diagnosed by his 85th birthday. It's a cancer that many will encounter, but in regional areas like the Limestone Coast, survivorship is poor once detected. It's a fairly concerning reality, and it's prompted the formation of one of the best initiatives I've seen in recent times, and it's called the Mailbag Foundation. Terrific name, very worthy cause, and the patron of this foundation needs really barely any introduction to us on or off field, David Parkin, OAM. Welcome to the program. Can you tell us a little bit about the Mailbag Foundation?
Liz, thank you for that introduction and welcome. Look, happened back in, I think, 2013 from memory. A couple of guys decided they want to do something in light of the, I guess, interest and education that was happening around prostate cancer and what was and what wasn't being done in terms of men taking an interest, being educated in the, just what you've said now. I think it's even higher than that. It's one in 5.2 or something, men who are going to be exposed to it in some shape or form. And they got together and decided to ride from Perth to Melbourne on little posties bikes. And I guess at that stage I'd been diagnosed, treated, etc. with prostate cancer. So one of them came to me and said, look, would you be the patron of this new foundation we put together and help to promote it and market the idea, etc. I said I'd be delighted to. For some stupid reason, Liz, I decided to get on a pasty bike in Perth, having not been on one before, with a learner's plate on, and I drove across Australia, raised a fair bit of awareness, we thought, but we raised over $500,000, which we gave to the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia, as they thought. On the back of that, because that was sort of a nebulous finish to the ride and what they've done, they decided to form their own foundation, which is, as you said, the Mailbag Foundation. And we've been riding, Liz, somewhere in Australia, specifically, Liz, to raise funds for what are called transperineal biopsy machines. And we're delighted, Liz, that we've now been able to put these machines into Ballarat, Bendigo, Bairnsdale, I think in southern New South Wales now. We put into Wagga, into a couple of other hospitals there. We put one this year into Geelong for the Bellarine Peninsula area. And we're hoping, as you're leading to, I think, that we're going to put machines into South Australia at both Mount Gambier and Berry hospitals, and I guess the hospitals, Narracourt and Millicent, that are close by to me.
David, why focus in rural communities? Are men in the regions are you finding having poorer outcomes compared to, say, men in the city?
Good, very good question, Liz. My understanding, and it's happened wherever we go, because it's more difficult to access, so to even get the diagnosis done, you know, we're talking to Ballarat and Bendigo, still had to travel to Melbourne to get the latest equipment. In terms of the highest incidence of death from prostate cancer, you're absolutely right, that rural communities, these Gippsland's another extremely high one. We said central New South Wales, another high one. A very high one is your own area, has a very high incidence. In fact, one of my closest mate, Barney McCusker, is a local orthopaedic surgeon down there, a great friend of mine, a Mad Carlton supporter. He's gone down the pathway of prostate cancer too since we started. So we've got all sorts of difficulties related to this disease, but I think the biggest one that you're suggesting is that men are very apathetic. More men are going to die from prostate cancer in this next 12 months in Australia than women will die of breast cancer. But women have been magnificent in terms of raising the awareness, getting the diagnostic stuff done, getting the treatment with research backing it up, and then getting the follow-up with the nurses that are now through the McGrath Foundation have been there to support women who are going down that pathway. We have been pathetic, Liz, really, in terms of, I think there are 30 or 35 nurses now working with men across Australia in the support when they are going through the process of being diagnosed and treated for prostate cancer. So a lot has been done, Liz. But there's a heck of a lot more that's got to be done.
Yeah, indeed. It's a, well, even my own father, who was himself a country GP, had prostate cancer quite a number of years back now. But the foundation's bringing these machines into regional areas. Can you tell us a little bit about how they'll help make biopsies easier on the blokes and more accessible?
Well, although I think the more accessible thing is what really counts here. Those machines are available in public hospitals in all of the major capital cities. But for people living in your area, for instance, the travel and accommodation associated with having to get to Adelaide to have the same treatment in a public hospital is very demanding. You know, as a couple have got to go, they've got to find accommodation and pay for it and the travel costs, etc. If they can, in fact, at least start this process as to whether they've got a problem or not and get the initial step and diagnosis done in their own area, you know, reasonably close to where they might be living, then surely that's a massive step. And we're also been providing vehicles so that they can be picked up even if they're in rural regional areas on their farms, etc. We can get them into the local communities in Bendigo, Ballarat and Bairnsdale because we've been providing vehicles that can bring them in. So we think we're providing a very practical assistance in a small way to a very big problem, a medical problem in this country at the moment.
Most certainly. Now, David, like you, I too know the joy of humming along on a postie bike. Oh. I received one for my 8th birthday after many years of campaigning for a motorbike, and I had it for many years. Unfortunately, it's no longer with me. But tell us a bit more about this postie bike ride that you'll be undertaking, I believe, in October in the region.
Yeah, Liz, look, we've got a group, there's probably 50 of us now. Some of us getting to the stage where we probably shouldn't be on posties, motorbikes for our own health and everybody else who might be on the roads at the same time. But, you know, the fun and the joy of riding. I'd never been on a motorbike in my life, and it only took about 50 kilometres, and I was, as you probably were too, becomes a part of you. Mm-hmm. And they are great fun to ride, and, of course, they're on every property. I can say you were born and bred in the country area, so they became the every farm I go to now. There's a couple of pasties motorbikes down with Don Mattis and a mate of mine, the Ballerine, and what do I find in the garage but three pasties motorbikes there that they use, chase up the cattle, etc. And I thought, you know, that they come, and the guys decided to do this. We ride safely, we're not silly, we ride in small groups with spaces in between so that the cars can get past us, and it's just a delightful way of getting blokes together and having a bit of fun, and they become a really, what would you call it, a close bunch of guys, I guess. And the women who are supporting us now, we have a doctor, a female doctor, a part of the group, and she rides a pasty bike, and another female who does all our administrative stuff, etc. So it's become a bit beyond the men.
Well, look, David, we'll be following this wonderful initiative very closely as the months roll by. We've got all the details here, which we'll announce just very shortly. And look, as you pointed out, there is that Mad Carlton supporter, Dr. Barney McCusker. We might try and get him on a bike as well when you're down this way. So
that would be terrific.
Be quite a sight.
It would be.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Go! I'm gonna wake you up.